What's up, my sexy subscribers that are soon to be even sexier because you're going to be sober. And this is a incredible show that I've never done anything like this before. I've got a special webinar presentation that is pretty much like we have a ESPN sports announcer, one of the top 25 networking individuals in the world, voted by Inc. magazine. My friend James Swanwick, who you got briefly introduced to yesterday with my other friend Stefan James, who runs Project Life Mastery. Both these guys are just incredible social conscious entrepreneurs that are making an incredible difference in the world. And as I said yesterday, James's company, the 30 Day No Alcohol Challenge, has just become a sponsor of the show. And he's going to tell you exactly what that's all about and how you can participate and get an incredible bonus for being involved in this community. Guys, this is a game changer. And I know I said it yesterday. I'm going to say it again. I did this challenge from James about 2 years ago, January 1st, 2017. There's a number of us doing it. And I basically have not drank since then. I've drank, but I haven't been drunk. So I'll have a glass of wine at dinner or when I'm traveling. You know, I'll have a beer here and there, but it stops at that. It stops at about a beer. If I go out for drinks, I'll have maybe one, very likely, unlikely two. Freudian slip there. But this is where it all started. And it's been 24 months, no hangovers. I've lost a ton of weight. I've been sleeping better. I'm happier. My relationships are better than ever with my friends and family. And I've saved a freaking ton of money. So if you're looking at this and you're like, oh, you know, it's around $100. I don't know if I can afford that. Guys, you spend that in a night out. Let's be honest. If you're out on a date and you're drinking or you're out with the boys or the girls, you're buying shots, you're spending more than $100 in a night out. Let's just be honest. Imagine what you could do with a whole month of no bar tabs and that you're going to wake up Saturday and Sunday morning sober. You're going to have a whole new look on life. Like this is game changing stuff here. And that's why I'm so stoked to have them as a sponsor. And James now is going to share you exactly his story, how he used to drink a lot. He was working with celebrities in Hollywood, going to these crazy parties. But here's the thing. He still parties and goes out just as much, but he's sober. And he's going to share a story now. So take some notes, think about it, and take action. Go ahead, click the link below here, the 30daynoalcoholchallenge.com/Quinton. It's right in the show notes. You can also watch this whole webinar presentation live on TV on my YouTube channel. You can see the whole presentation on there. And get involved, guys. And like I said yesterday, I'm going to offer you a full month of free coaching if you take advantage of this offer, a full month free coaching. I don't know how long I can keep this up, but take advantage of this. It's probably a limited time offer, but all you need to do, go ahead and enroll today. Shoot me a DM with a screenshot and we'll set up some calls and I'll be your sponsor through this. I really want to help you guys get set up and take advantage of this community. There's been thousands of people that have gone through this. So enjoy. I want to help upgrade your life. That's what this podcast is all about. And this is the best resource around to do so. Enjoy the show with James. By the way, just to be clear, you need to click the link below when you order to get access to this special bonus offer. So it's 30daynoalcoholchallenge.com/Quinton, Quinton. And also send this link to a couple friends. Get people involved. Do it together as a team. You're going to be able to support each other and stay on track even more so if you do this with a group. And I don't ask for much, guys. I spend a ton of time on these podcasts. Like, you have no idea how much time I spend putting all this together behind the scenes. And I love it. And I rarely ask for anything in return. But please support this show. Click that link because I do get a little bit of compensation as a referral from James. And I want to help him out as well. You know, I'm trying to get him more business and more traffic, although this has done very well. So just, you know, do the right here thing here for yourself. It's a win-win-win situation. So thanks again. Enjoy the show.
Let me tell you a story. This is the photo of me and Hollywood bombshell Jennifer Aniston that changed my life forever. This was taken back when I was drinking alcohol regularly. Now, I was only drinking one or two drinks a night and a few more on weekends, but look how puffy my face is in that photo compared to today. Do you see how fat I am in the face? I'm almost 40 pounds heavier in that photo. I'm barely recognizable. And you know what I did when that photo was taken? I sucked my gut in the whole time. Imagine standing next to a Hollywood star like Jennifer Aniston and you're trying to hide your belly fat. When I was drinking a couple drinks a night, I was feeling tired and sluggish. I was unmotivated, irritable. I was waking up in the middle of the night. I wasn't performing well at work. I just felt average in every area of my life. All I was doing was existing in the world. I felt like a 5 or a 6 out of 10. But right now, I want to show you how I transitioned from just existing in the world to really living. How I transformed from feeling slow and average and mediocre and having that puffy face and a few rolls of fat around my waist to today where I feel fit, lean, healthy, happy, and energized. I feel and I look young. I sleep like a baby. I've got great friends and family. I'm doing what I love in my work life and I feel amazing. And it all started from me cutting out alcohol for just 30 days. It changed my life. If you are willing to cut out alcohol from your life for just 30 days, it will change your life too. It will give you mental clarity, make you more productive, save you time, give you more energy, you'll sleep better, you'll wake up with zest and vitality, you'll lose weight, you'll socialize without having to rely on the crux of alcohol, you'll win back your weekends, increase your net worth, you'll have more self-control and self-discipline, attract your dream girl or dream guy, improve your relationship with your partner, attract higher quality platonic relationships, and you'll wake up psyched every day with new levels of energy and focus. Do you want to change your life? When would be a good time to do that? Exactly, right now. So keep watching. Maybe you're watching this and you feel like you're just a social drinker. You're not an alcoholic or anything, and you certainly don't need to go to Alcoholics Anonymous or anything drastic like that. But you have a daily glass of wine or two after work, or a beer or two. It's a habit, and you're realizing that the habit is not really serving you. Maybe you've been partying too hard, you've done something wrong or embarrassing, you said the wrong thing, you're hanging out with people who don't inspire you. You're sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, and you've realized just how much money you waste on alcohol every single week. Maybe you're not attracting the dream partner you want, or your current romantic relationship is showing signs of strain. Maybe you feel like you need alcohol to be able to appear calm and confident in social situations, or you feel like you can't get through a day without that relaxing drink. You want to lose weight, be more productive, improve your health and energy, self-discipline and control. You want financial independence and to get more clarity. Maybe you want to start a business or get a promotion, travel, figure out what it is you really want to do with your life, get closer to your family, have more freedom, improve your relationships. Whatever your situation, 30 days without alcohol is going to get you back on track. Amazing things have happened to me since I quit alcohol in 2010. Now, I don't know how you came to find me and be watching this video right now. Maybe you saw me when I was on TV and I was a SportsCenter anchor on ESPN. Or maybe you saw me on TV when I was a Hollywood correspondent and I interviewed celebrities like Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Tom Cruise, Jon Bon Jovi, and the former Vice President Al Gore. Or you're one of the thousands of people in 40 countries maybe who've read about me in newspapers and online news sites about the changes in my life from 5 years without drinking. You may have seen me on my YouTube channel or my Instagram page, Twitter or Facebook, or listened to my top-ranking podcast in iTunes, The James Swanick Show. Now, look, I'm not saying any of this to brag, that's not it. It's simply that I attribute most of those accomplishments to the simple act of taking that initial 30 days off alcohol. So in the next few minutes, I'm going to share with you how I went from being almost broke, overweight, unmotivated, and unhappy, just existing in the world, to being clear in mind and fit and healthy and energetic, doing what I want with who I want whenever I want. I've taught countless people how to easily quit alcohol for just 30 days without having to rely on willpower alone. And it's easy when you know how. Those I've taught have been sending me video messages telling me about the amazing results that they've been getting, about the changes they've made in their lives. Here are some of them.
Hello everyone, my name is Jeannie Beach and I'm here to tell you about James's 30-day no alcohol challenge. Two huge things that happened in these 30 days was weight loss and better sleep.
Hi James, I'm Don.
I'm Sylvie.
And we recently just completed the 30-day no alcohol challenge.
And James for doing this 30-day challenge thing. This has really changed a lot of things in my life. For the last, I don't know, almost a decade, I guess, I've been destroying my body pretty much every weekend. And this has been like a breath of fresh air, honestly. My skin looks a lot better. I used to have these little bumps under my eyes. Now they're virtually gone.
James, fellow challengers out there, I just got done doing my 30-day no alcohol challenge, and I'd say the benefits are awesome. My face is a lot cleaner, smoother. I'm a lot more fit. I'm actually about to go to the gym right now.
My main reasons for doing it were I wanted to lose weight. I wanted to make better decisions. I wanted to feel energized, less irritable, moody, less headaches.
I had a little bit of chub cover me because of the alcohol, and now I'm just way more ripped and my abs are showing and people are noticing. And my energy levels have skyrocketed. Like, I'm working on my business just way more, getting a lot more activities done when I guess I should be hungover.
I have completed 30 days alcohol free, and I can report to you that I am sleeping better. I have no headaches. I'm feeling much more motivated, and I'm finding like I have so much more time. Like, before I just always felt like my time was just zapped from me, but I realized because I was drinking the alcohol and falling asleep.
I'm way more productive. I'm finding time to do all kinds of things. I didn't even know this time existed before. It's wild. And then one of the coolest things is I have a lot better control over my emotions. It's wild. Things that used to bum me out in the past just don't really bum me out. They're not really that important. I can see the importance in things a lot easier now.
So right now, I want to find 100 amazing people who want to get back on track. This presentation you're watching is like my personal radar system. It's a way to send out a signal to see if I can locate you. Do you want to change your life? Yes? Because once this group is filled, I'm going to take this presentation down. So please pay attention until the end. So on March 11th, 2010, I began my own 30-day no alcohol challenge. And look, I thought it was only going to go 30 days. But I felt so amazing on day 30 that I said, I'll just keep going. I never considered myself a big drinker. I'd enjoy a drink or two midweek and a few more during the weekends when I'd go a little harder and get a good buzz. On a handful of occasions over many years, I would say I got drunk. But you know, it was all good fun. There was no real drinking to excess. I never felt like I had a drinking problem. But there was always just this general feeling of irritability. Like I was wasting my years on this world with all these hangovers. And like I said earlier, I put on a bit of weight. I got up to 218 pounds at my heaviest. Here's another look at that fat photo of me. Man, look at those fat rolls. And I remember I awoke with a shocking hangover one morning in 2010 when I was at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas, after a particularly fun night. And I was staying in this hotel about 6 miles north of Austin. And right next door, I walked into this International House of Pancakes for a hangover breakfast. Now the IHOP menus have photos of the food you can choose, and they've got big, bright, bold colors. And I gotta tell you, the sight of those scrambled eggs and bacon and pancakes on the menu, not to mention the big, fat, overweight people sitting at the tables next to me, it made me physically ill. So I decided then and there to see if I could go 30 days alcohol free. It was simply a personal bet with myself to test my self-discipline. I didn't plan to go more than 30 days, but I eventually would. The first 2 weeks were hard. I went out with friends and ordered water or Diet Coke, and my friends would give me a hard time. "You're un-Australian," they'd say to me. But I got through those 2 weeks and then I was off to the races. I felt better, I slept better, I had much more mental clarity. And after just 30 days, I'd lost an incredible 13 pounds, that's almost 6 kilograms, of fat around my stomach, just from stopping drinking. Check out some photos here. I had more money in the bank balance, my skin looked considerably better, and I actually enjoyed getting out of bed every morning to exercise. So I said to myself, you know what? I feel great. I'll just keep going and see how far I can go. Little did I know just how far I would go. After 60 days, truth be known, I craved a cold beer or a red wine or a Bombay Sapphire gin and tonic with a little dash of lime. And when it was hot outside, I started dreaming, man, I could smash an ice cold beer right now. But I breathed deeply, I drank an ice water with a piece of squeezed lime, and the feeling passed. After 3 months, I felt terrific. I dropped a few more pounds of fat and I was starting to put on some lean muscle in the gym. People were complimenting me on how good I looked. And I also realized that despite not drinking, I was still managing to have wildly entertaining nights out, even with my drunken friends who were slurring their words around me. Conversations with women became much more interesting. When I told women I wasn't drinking, they told me they were impressed with my self-discipline. Beautiful, I thought, I can stop drinking and still be fun and entertaining and attractive to women. Guys were always suspicious of my story though. They always thought I was a recovering alcoholic who obviously had a problem. But you know, I just smiled. Between 3 and 6 months, I was in the zone. I felt energetic and healthy, and I actually started to thrive on telling people that I'd temporarily stopped drinking. But many people, particularly the guys, they still challenged me. They called me a pussy, or they said to me, "Go on, just have one," or "An Aussie that doesn't drink, F off." But you know what? I just laughed and I pointed to my head and gave them my stock response. I'm too strong in mind. Some idiots even tried to secretly slip vodka into my soda, so I had to make a point of always sniffing before drinking if they'd ordered for me. Now, 6 to 12 months was fairly easy, to be honest, and this is the point where I noticed the most dramatic changes. I found that my relationships were considerably better, romantic and platonic. For example, I was constantly thinking about how I could help my friends rather than how they could help me. And I was more inclined to help people generally and was more considerate. I was calmer and I noticed that I made better decisions. My work productivity soared, my business made more money, and when the opportunity for an audition to host SportsCenter on ESPN came up, I seized it. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to SportsCenter. James Swanick here alongside Anthony Howard, here to take you into the weekend with a smorgasbord of sports. Let's start with football, Howie. I became a SportsCenter anchor on ESPN for 2 years. I did, however, find I got tired at nighttime and went to sleep earlier. Listen, I could still burn the midnight oil until 5 a.m. during my sobriety, but I realized I didn't really want to. I felt like nothing that good really happened after 1 a.m. anyway. So I would party hard, alcohol-free, until 1 a.m. Most people who just met me weren't even aware that I wasn't drinking. I could still be the life of the party with nobody even knowing. Then I just headed home to be asleep most Friday and Saturday nights by no later than 2 a.m. Then I was up at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. on weekends to hit the gym, showered, I'd had breakfast and was ready to tackle the day by 11 a.m. when my friends were just dragging their lazy, hungover backsides out of bed. When I reached the personal milestone of 1 year without drinking, I found myself back in Austin, back at the South by Southwest Festival, and I walked into the Luster Pearl Bar on Rainy Street and I ordered a Bud Light and I put it to my mouth. Now, it smelled good and I had every intention of drinking that beer to celebrate the 1 year without drinking. But something stopped me from taking a sip. I paused and I thought about it for a minute. I decided that all the pros of not drinking far outnumbered the cons. So I said to myself, I'll just keep going. So I did. I put the Budweiser down. I handed it back to the bartender. I ordered myself a water with a piece of lime instead. And I haven't picked up an alcoholic drink since. And it all came from just taking that initial 30-day no alcohol challenge. I've lost a lot of fat. Check out my fat face photo again. Oh man, that's nasty. Drinking definitely kept the fat on my face. You can see the double chin there and look how puffy I am. Stopping drinking eliminated all of that. Now, this is likely due to three main things. Number one, alcohol contains a lot of empty calories. Number two, drinking makes you crave more food, especially bad food like fries and desserts. Number three, quitting drinking gives you more energy, which turns you into a fat-burning machine. Now, a lot of people think my story is an extreme case, but my story clearly shows the positive benefits you can get if you do quit. Even just reducing your alcohol consumption by a few drinks a week, I believe only positive things can happen. If I have a drink today, no worries, I've accomplished my goal, but I just don't feel like having a drink. So, in summary, the pros are these. I feel better, I look better, I work better, I've got more energy, more clarity, more focus, more money, I have better quality friends, I really enjoy a nice ice cold water with a piece of squeezed lime, I don't miss alcohol, I realize I can party like a rock star without the alcohol, I can socialize and feel confident in a group of strangers without needing the crutch of alcohol, and my friends who've known me a long time say today I'm just a considerably nicer and more agreeable person. What are the cons? Well, it sometimes gets a little awkward explaining to new friends or business associates why you don't drink. But that initial awkwardness is felt by them, not by you. And you can't control how they feel. So if you decide you want to give it a try, trust that the pros will outweigh the cons. Set yourself a 30-day goal or a 2 or 3 month goal. Just test it. See how you feel. See if it works for you. Or go for a whole year, just like I did. Or you know what? Don't do it at all. It's okay. If you're happy drinking, keep drinking. Listen, I love to have a few beers and a bottle of red with the best of them. And I'm sure I'll have a drink again one day. But for now, I'm just happy with my water and my lime, and I feel like I am the best version of me. When I told others about my initial 30 days off and then the following 5 years, people were all amazed. They started asking me to teach them how to get through 30 days of not drinking too. They wanted to know the little tricks that I'd learned so you don't have to rely on brute willpower and self-discipline alone. Little tactics that I learned to use to ensure that when I quit, I stayed quit. And I loved doing so. When I taught my friends, instantly their lives started changing. The friends I inspired started telling their friends, and then their friends started phoning and emailing me, begging me to share the secrets of how to complete a 30-day challenge with them. The word got around so quickly that soon I was helping dozens of people transforming their lives. I mean, I was inundated. I didn't realize how big the demand was. So that's when I decided I had to help as many people as I could. So after I'd encouraged all these people to do their own 30-day challenge, I decided I had to create a more formal 30-day challenge. So that's what I did. I put everything I learned about breaking habits, generating more energy, feeling positive, losing weight, making money, and staying the course of 30 days into just one system. One system to help people break their reliance on alcohol. One system that stays with you all along the 30 days. And I call that system the 30-day no alcohol challenge. When you discover how to do this, how to actually take a break for 30 days, your life is going to change. Imagine waking up in the morning feeling amazing and springing out of bed rather than dragging your ass out of bed. Actually getting 7 or 8 hours of uninterrupted, sweet, deep, restorative sleep. Or burning fat, getting more energy, improving your appearance with clearer, better looking skin. People will always say to you, wow, your skin looks so good. Have you been working out? You look younger. You look amazing. Imagine how different your life will become with better relationships. Imagine true love from your partner, better communication. Or if you're single, being able to finally attract a better mate, a higher quality of mate. And rather than picking up drunk girls or drunk guys and waking up in a stupor, you're able to attract a partner with your conversation and your positivity and your health. Or do it for your kids. Are you a parent? You want to be closer to your kids. Give up the booze for just 30 days and watch how much closer you get to them. Now, what about the money benefits? Well, when you save money, think of all the financial stress you're not going to have. Research shows that 80% of all marriages end because of financial stress. Not being able to pay the bills or have the good things a prosperous life offers is absolute poison for a relationship. But with some extra money in the pocket from saving money and from being able to focus on money-making activities or starting that business that you've always dreamed of, you'll be full of abundance and prosperity. You can save money towards a big house in a beautiful neighborhood, you can travel the world, or provide the best education and opportunities for your children. You'll be able to help your friends and family who are less well off than you, or you can change the world. That's what you will experience when you do the 30-day no alcohol challenge. In just a minute, I'm going to show you what to do to become the next success story. But first, let me tell you exactly what you're going to learn in this program. You'll figure out why you want to reduce or quit alcohol for a while. Tony Robbins, the motivational coach, says, once someone's why is big enough, then it becomes easy to make things happen. How to prepare for quitting for 30 days, from how to ensure alcohol's not within arm's distance from you, to powerful things you can say to yourself to stop yourself from reaching for a drink. Getting ready to stop is incredibly important and ensures you see this through to the end successfully. How to get an accountability partner, someone to help you along the way and keep you motivated. How to actually stop drinking for 30 days and then stay stopped. No having a little drink here or a sip there, just bang, stopped, the end. Just like it's a habit. I'm gonna teach you how to form a brand new habit. What to say when one of your friends says, go on, just have one. I call it the go on, just have one reaction. I'm gonna give you a word for word script to say to your friends when they're pressuring you to just have one. And saying this is gonna stop them in their tracks and all of a sudden they're gonna start supporting you. You're gonna learn the no alcohol seduction. Now, if you're a single guy used to approaching women with a few drinks in you, then you're gonna learn how to get up the courage to approach a woman without the alcohol. You're gonna learn the hormonal reset. It's how your hormones change with 30 days off alcohol. How your blood glucose, your liver health, your thyroid, your metabolism, and your immune system will all improve with a break. How your vitamin D levels will shoot up. And you're gonna understand why all of this happens. You'll also learn My Life Without Alcohol. You're gonna hear from five people who've successfully completed their 30-day challenge and the positive benefits that happened in their lives. You're gonna hear from a professional poker player who's won more than $6 million in career earnings as a result of not drinking when he plays. I'm also gonna teach you about two healthy junk foods that you can actually eat at night and you're not gonna put on fat. Doesn't make much sense, right? But trust me on this one. No more late night beers to calm yourself after a stressful day at work. Instead, you're gonna learn how to eat healthy junk foods that will beat your alcohol cravings. Drink this instead. I'm gonna give you a list of drinks to drink instead of alcohol. And you can drink lots of things that aren't just plain water. You're gonna learn the sneaky little trick that makes people think that you're drinking when you're not. Believe me, nobody will know that you are drinking water. What else are you gonna learn? I'm gonna teach you Hello Saturday and Sunday mornings. What to do with all that new spare time on your hands. What to do when you wake up earlier on a Saturday or Sunday morning. What new activities and social circles you can get into. The energy creator. What to do with your newfound energy. Now that you're not collapsing from fatigue and dragging yourself around with a hangover, where should you focus all that physical and mental energy? I'm gonna give you a comprehensive list. You're gonna learn the stress and anxiety crusher, the simple breathing technique that takes you from a stress-filled ball of anxiety to a calm and relaxed Superman. the No Alcohol Wind Down, how to find an alternative way to wind down at home without alcohol, how to crush drinking alone, when the bottle is seemingly your only friend, how to break your reliance on it. You're going to learn how to make new sober friends. You think you're the only one not drinking? Nope, because there are thousands of people all around the world just like you not drinking. But how do you find them to make more friends? And much, much more. The best part of receiving all of this? I'm going to be with you every single day of your 30-day challenge. Because once you start, you'll receive a daily video from me delivered straight to your inbox. You simply open the email, watch the short video that I've recorded for you, and you stay on track. I don't let you figure it out on your own. I'm with you all along the way. Now, these daily videos, they're going to keep you motivated. They're going to make sure you don't get sidetracked, and they're going to inspire you to stay the course. And as a bonus, you'll also become part of an exclusive community of people doing their own 30-day no alcohol challenges. So you will have help from others who are supporting you. You don't want to just rely on willpower alone. Let other people support you.
Well, you made it to the end. What do you think? Are you in or are you out? Are you going to go by another month that's the same old thing, hungover on Saturday and Sunday mornings? Or are you going to take a stand for your life, make a change? Einstein said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. If you want to continue doing the same thing, that's all good. But if you want to upgrade your life, upgrade your result, now is the time to make a change. And it's these small little choices that compound. And think about what you can accomplish in a month. You've got 30 days, clear-headed, on point, motivated, and plugged in, most importantly, to a community of guys like myself, James, Stefan, and thousands of other people that are starting to hit their goals physically and financially, because you're going to have more time, more energy to get clear on what you want to create in your life instead of being in bed hungover or being too broke because you spent all your money out at the bar. I'm going to be sharing with you a couple other things throughout this week that you can actually start building while you are on this path of sobriety and detoxing, cleansing. That's going to blow your freaking mind. Literally 30 days from now, you can have a business up with multiple income streams going. And those of you who want to work with me and coach me to coach and mentor you through this as your sponsor, I'm going to plug you into networks and systems and show you a whole new realm of possibilities that you never even knew existed, my man or my girl. I'm just stoked for you to do this. This is the first step. Like for all my clients, I recommend them. This is the first step. And then we look at finances. And that's what we're going to be doing later in this week. I'm going to share with some other couple of sponsors that are coming on board. But right now, this is step one, getting your health and mindset right and stopping these addictive behaviors. Because basically, I look back on my life, I was drinking basically every weekend since I was 18. Since I was 18, I would be going to bars, clubs, parties, having at least one drink. I'm a lot older than 18, so I've been doing this for about 20 years, you know. And even before 18, I was drinking. So just think about your own life. When did you start drinking? Calculate. How many months, if any, have you ever been sober in the last 1, 2, 5, 10, 20, 30 years? Let's get real. Let's get real. Take an honest, authentic look at where you're at, but more importantly, where you want to be. So if you want to work with James and I, go ahead, click the link below, share it with some friends. As always, share this episode out. A lot of people can literally get their life changed by this episode, guys. This is so, so, so powerful. And, you know, it's just time. It's time to say enough. And don't just make it for one of those New Year's resolutions to say, oh, I'm going to stop doing this or doing that. And then a week later, you're back into it. No, that's why I'm here. I'm going to be your sponsor through this and check in with you daily if you want. I'm committed to you if you're committed to yourself. So prove it by clicking the link, 30daynoalcoholchallenge.com/Quinton, Quinton. Make sure you use that link because that's coded to myself and that's where you get the bonuses and are able to work with me. And let's do this, man. Let's do this. Thanks again for tuning in. I love you. Appreciate you. See you on the next episode. And share this once again. Go over to iTunes. Leave a review. What do you think? Are you going to do this challenge? If so, let me know on the review. I'm going to check in and see who's leaving reviews, and I appreciate all of them that come in. You can go ahead, as I said before, watch this over on the YouTube channel, Quentin Carlin on YouTube. Just search that. It'll pop up. And let's rock. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.